Biographical sketch.
Mahatma Gandhi, the great Indian activist, believed it is better to refuse an unjust command by saying no than to agree to it by saying yes just to avoid trouble. In 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama, a black woman said no when asked by a white bus driver to give up her seat to a white passenger. She was arrested by the police because she was accused of breaking a law used to keep whites and blacks separated. In those days, blacks were forced to sit together in the back of a bus, while whites were allowed to sit in the front. The arrest sparked outrage among the blacks in Montgomery. They, being the primary users, boycotted the bus system for 381 days until the segregation law on buses was repealed and the black community declared victory. The leader of the Montgomery boycott was Martin Luther King Jr., a man deeply influenced by Mahatma Gandhi. King was born in Atlanta, Georgia in 1929. His father, the Reverend Martin Luther King Sr., was also a well-known Christian minister and activist. King Jr., after graduating from college, followed in his father's footsteps and also became a minister and activist. The son acted as a minister for a church in Montgomery, Alabama, at the young age of 25, so he was at the right place at the right time to lead the Montgomery bus boycott. King's life was in constant danger at that time. His house was bombed, and he was arrested and jailed. As a result of the boycott, King rose to national prominence. In 1959, he traveled to Mahatma Gandhi's birthplace in India. There, he became more and more convinced that nonviolent resistance to oppression was the best course to follow. In 1963, King led the famous March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. It was one of the largest political demonstrations in American history, with an attendance reported at between 200,000 and 300,000. The march was partially responsible for the passing of both the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts in Congress that played a major role in improving racial equality in America. He was an outstanding orator. It was at the demonstration that King delivered his "I Have a Dream" speech, one of the greatest speeches of all time. Tragically, though, King was assassinated in 1968 when he was only 39 years old. King was a winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, and the U.S. government has made the third Monday of January a federal holiday in his honor.